Welcome to Mandela Day, 18 July 2019.
From the Audix Radio Studios in Cape Town.
This is The Big Interview with President Cyril Ramaphosa.
You're listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.
Good afternoon and welcome to what is an RX Radio special broadcast in celebration of today, the 18th of July 2019, which is also Mandela Day. I'm Talita, your host for this segment, and I'm not alone. I'm with Sadiq and Atule. Hi, Sadiq, how are you doing
today? Hi, Talita, I feel over the moon because I finally getting to meet the Honorable President.
And Atule, how are you feeling? I will say excited. Now let's get this show on the road. Nelson Mandela was a man that needs no introduction. Our first democratically elected president, an icon, a legend, a legacy, a father, a friend. No matter how you see him, he helped bring this country forward to where it is today. However, he was not alone in the struggle. There were many people involved, and one of these people is who we are speaking to today in this special broadcast, the President of the Republic of South Africa, the Honorable Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa. Welcome to RX Radio, Mr. President.
Well, thank you very much, Talita. It's a real pleasure and an honor to be here with you at the radio station. I am trembling and fearful to be interviewed by brilliant young people like you. But I'm glad to be here, though.
I'm glad you feel welcome, Mr. President. So throughout this special broadcast, we want to hear your thoughts and opinions. So please do send us your voice notes on 060-621-8048. And on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you can find us at RX Radio SA. But before Sadiq, Atule, and myself interview you, Mr. President, we want to play you a song to get ready for the interview. And the song is Tumamina by Yuma Sikela.
Welcome to Mandela Day, 18 July 2019.
From the Audix Radio Studios in Cape Town.
This is The Big Interview with President Cyril Ramaphosa.
I wanna be there when the people start to turn it around, when they triumph over poverty. I wanna be there when the people win the battle against AIDS. I wanna lend a hand. I wanna be there for the alcoholic. I wanna be there for the drug addict. I wanna be there for the victims of violence and abuse. I wanna lend a hand, say.
Welcome back. You were listening to Tumamina by Yuma Sikela. And the time now is 20:01. You are still listening to RX Radio, a radio station by and for children. And if you just joined us, this is the RX Radio Mandela Day special with President Cyril Ramaphosa. And right about now, we are about to interview the president of the country. So to get some background first, Mr. Matamela Cyril Ramaphosa is a South African politician and the fifth and current president of South Africa since 1994. Previously an anti-apartheid activist, trade union leader, and a businessman, Mr. Ramaphosa served as the deputy president of South Africa from 2014 to 2018. He was then elected president of the African National Congress at the ANC National Conference in December 2017. He was also instrumental in the development of the Constitution of South Africa. Today, he joins us in studio for our special Mandela Day broadcast. Are you still comfortable, Mr. Ramaphosa?
Well, yes, I'm still comfortable to be in your presence. That's what gives me comfort, to be in a radio station that is run by young people like you, So this is a first. I don't think there's such a radio station in the world. So once again, we're doing a first.
Are you ready for the questions?
I am ready for the questions and trembling.
So, Mr. President, what is your favorite aspect of what Oryx Radio does?
Well, my favorite aspect is being interviewed by all of you. But the other important one is that you've already produced so many reporters. I met 60 of them outside, and they are all young reporters. They are very confident. They look confident. Even when you shake their hands, you can feel the confidence oozing. And so for me, that is the most favorite part. And now I am ready for the questions.
Mr. President, in terms of the voting process, how is children's participation? Why can't they vote?
Well, we've got a voting age limit where we say young people should vote at a particular age, when they've reached 18 years and above, because young people from the time they are born are still growing up. They are still exploring the world where they were born. They are still being properly nurtured by their families. They are being brought up. They should focus on school, learning, and just having the joy of growing up before they are burdened by matters of state. Every country has an age limit for voting. Yes. In our country, there was a debate whether we should bring the voting age down. Some people wanted the voting age to be brought down to 14. Others said 16. And in the end, we ended up with 18.
President, today is Mandela Day, and the whole of this month is Mandela Month. Please do tell us about why people should celebrate this day, and what was your relationship with Utata Nelson Mandela?
Well, Utata Nelson Mandela was not only a father to his children, he was also a father to people like myself, and he was also a father to all the children and the young people in our country. But he goes beyond that. He's seen as a global father to children all over the world. And he is dearly loved. And my relationship with him was of being able to learn a lot from him and also to follow in his footsteps. I learned to have integrity. I learned to have courage, commitment, compassion, and also to be willing to serve the people of our country like he did. So that's what I learned from him. And it's important that we celebrate Nelson Mandela's birthday and actually the whole month, because he was an iconic figure all over the world. And so people all over the world love him. They want to be like him. And that's why we must celebrate his life. He was the one person who contributed, who committed his whole life to liberating the country, our people, and also of serving all of us.
As a person living with a disability or a chronic condition, what is the state doing to ensure that persons living with chronic condition get access and are catered for?
Well, this is a matter that is very close to my heart. Close to my heart to a point where we've also got a ministry in government that is focusing on people living with people who are disabled. We focus on that, and we've got a lot of programs. Our constitution, for starters, dictates and directs us to promote the rights of people who are disabled, to make sure that we care for them from a health point of view, from a living space point of view, from their own rights. They must have rights that are promoted. but they also, we must do everything we can to create opportunities for them, not only to live, but to work. We must also open up opportunities in the government sector. We must have a space for them to get employed. Also in the private sector, we are insisting that companies in our country must employ people who are disabled. So we're opening up economic opportunities also for people who are disabled.
Mr. President, RX Radio is growing fast. This year we started to broadcast at Paul Hospital, and next year we will be reaching Brooklyn Chest and Khayelitsha District Hospitals. Our vision is to reach all public hospitals in South Africa with children's wards. Now, since RX Radio is a non-profit company, for its financial sustainability, it relies heavily on sponsorships and donors. How can the government help in funding initiatives like RX Radio?
Well, I'm glad you raised that, because we want to be able to support initiatives like this that care for people who are disabled, for non-governmental organizations like yours. And having come here, I'm now able to say that I can see the work that is being done, and I can see that we need to double the support that we can make available. And yours is now going to be on my radar screen. We're going to make sure that we give as much assistance to RX Radio as much as possible, because I have come, I've seen for myself, I've touched your hands, I've touched you, hugged you all, and I'm now going to be motivating very, very strongly with the ministers who are involved with funding organizations like this to do something not only for RX Radio but for others as well, because you fulfill a very, very important purpose. So support is on its way.
Mr. President, if you had a show on RX Radio, what would it be about?
Well, it's to spread the information. It would be spreading the information about what you do, how you do it, but also to show your excellence, to show how excellent you are in doing what you are doing now, interviewing me, but also to showcase the positivity. You are so positive. You are not sitting in a corner and doing nothing and feeling sorry for yourselves. You are positive. You are going out there into the world and talking to as many listeners as possible. This is what I like about RX Radio.
Thank you.
Any words of encouragement for the children listening, especially those in the hospitals?
Well, my words to the children listeners, and especially those in the hospital, is that never lose hope. Never think that your condition is a condition that people don't care about. We care about your condition, and we want you to be positive. Be positive, and have a very, very, very forward-looking approach to life, and also do everything that you can to show other people that, yes, you are looking forward and you are being positive. There are many people that you can tell your story to, but also tell the world the story of your life, which is what RX Radio is all about, because many people don't know your condition, the stories of your life, but they also need to be encouraged by you, because you can be like Nelson Mandela and beam out a message of hope, a message of looking forward to the future, and even as your condition is what it is. Nelson Mandela did that when he was in jail for 27 years. He never lost hope. He never felt defeated. He was always hopeful. And with that, he was able to encourage all other South Africans to look forward to a brighter future. So you can do the same as well.
To wrap up this interview, Mr. President, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, I'd like to say that how impressed I am, how I feel uplifted. Coming here has just brightened my day. I didn't know that I would feel so lifted by seeing young people like you who are facing enormous challenges, but at the same time, hopeful, courageous, looking forward to tomorrow. And that is what I am most impressed with. So to me, Nelson Mandela Day, this is the best that I've ever had. I've never had a Nelson Mandela Day like this, and you have made it possible for me, and I thank you for that. I'll never forget this day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. President, for gracing us with your presence here at RX Radio and especially allowing us to interview you. But right now I'm handing over to Dr. Gabriel, who's the station manager, to thank you on behalf of the RX Radio team.
On behalf of all of us, Mr. President, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your warmth, for your engagement with all the children. It was an amazing experience for all of us. And thank you also on behalf of Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital, that is a center of hope for so many children that visit us, not only from Cape Town, but from all over South Africa and from all over Africa. And thank you. Happy Mandela Day. And we wish that we will see you again and keep in touch.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you so much indeed. Thank you.
The song that we're going to play next is Black President by Brenda Fassie.
Oh, I love that.
There are many people who feel that it is useless and futile for us to continue talking peace and non-violence against a government whose reply is only savage attacks on an unarmed and defenseless people.